Many cities tout their importance in the pantheon of American music, but it's hard to dispute the depth and range of Philadelphia's. On Saturday, guitarist Nels Klein will offer his homage to Philly's storied music history with Lovers for Philadelphia. It's a suite of music written by almost a century of Philadelphia jazz musicians. It's a new addition to his 2016 work, Lovers, a sprawling 2-CD set of jazz standards and great American songbook tunes interpreted for his guitar and 21 musicians. Nels Klein spoke about the project with Newsworks Tonight producer Kimberly Haas.
Let's start with the original Lovers project. Can you describe the parameters that you set for yourself, Nels?
It's something that I was thinking about in the late 80s at first. My initial intention was to do my own sort of personal updating or what I was seeing as a darker and possibly more thorough or honest version of a romance, atmospheric romance type record relating to the jazz idiom. And I thought it would be interesting to make a record in that style that was a jazz guitar kind of version of it, and one that contained sort of, I guess, some, you know, pretty or lush content, but also some darker and, I guess you might say, edgier and freer, structurally freer content. It was never intended to be a double album, but 20-some years went by and the song list sort of expanded over time. And I sort of kept a running list of these song ideas and wrote some original pieces. I kept putting off working on it because I was convinced that I really wasn't going to be able to pull off a masterful arrangement of these various songs. So that's how it all came together.
You said the darker side of some of these tunes, and we think of them more as like very lush and very emotional, Jerome Kern and Richard Rodgers. But in the essay you wrote to go along with this concert, you said the purpose was celebrating and challenging our iconic notion of romance. Challenging, I guess, would be addressing that dark side.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a song like Beautiful Love is beautiful, and a song like Secret Love is beautiful, and although I changed Secret Love considerably by adding this sort of polychord heartbeat pattern in a polyrhythm. But the darker elements don't come in with those pieces. For me, they come in with the inclusion of the Annette Peacock pieces, of the theme from The Night Porter, and Cry Want by Jimmy Giuffre. These pieces were always originally in my conception of this record. And the record over time didn't just expand in length, but it also got a little brighter than my initial conception. I don't know why that is exactly. I'm older now. I'm much older. Maybe I'm happier. I don't know. But I didn't want to have that sort of broader spectrum of sonic and emotional content.
So did you take the same approach for Lovers for Philadelphia?
I tried to, actually. It was much more difficult because I wasn't ever thinking of adding repertoire to Lovers. This was all Mark Chrisman at Ars Nova's idea. So yeah, I was trying to bear in mind my own personal aesthetic concerns and conceptual ideas while also expanding my consciousness and delving into Philadelphian songbook, as it were.
Can you talk a little bit about the research work you did for this project? I know you've been in coming to Philadelphia for at least over a year.
The research was really interesting, actually. Delving into a lot of the cultural institutions, going to the Curtis Institute and the Fleischer Institute and the Wagner Free Science Museum and the Free Library and seeing the Barnes Collection, going to the Philadelphia Museum of Art and seeing the Duchamp rooms. We hung out in the Sun Ra House. Fortunately, I had played with Marshall Allen a few months ago, and so it didn't feel totally like this foist. having this dude come over and to sit around in the Sun Ra house. But this was very important to me to see where all that music has been going on for so long. So I hung out with Marshall and Danny Thompson, and that was, you know, lovely. And, you know, went to see the newer Clef Club and just a lot of different things. It definitely was enabling me to sort of build up or accrue this idea of Philadelphia.
You've covered almost a century of Philadelphia music. You go back to Eddie Lang in like the 20s, right up to Uri Cain, who's active today on our scene.
Oh man, thank goodness that Uri Cain wrote a song called The Magic of Her Nearness, which I was not aware of, because I kept thinking Uri being this master genius person. I heard this piece as a solo piano piece, very Paul Blay influenced, and I'm a Paul Blay fanatic, so I was just practically jumping up and down with glee. We're going to do it very sparsely to kind of maybe keep in mind that it was originally a solo piano piece, but it will be subtly orchestrated as it progresses. But I wasn't able to address, for example, Pete Cosey or Charlie Ellerbe or Jamaluddin Takuma or Art Philly International. I'm not doing any Bardo Pond covers. So, you know, indie psych rock isn't getting represented, but we can't do it all.
Well, Nels Klein, thanks very much for talking with us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you, Kimberly. It's been a pleasure.
Nels Klein will perform Lovers for Philadelphia at Union Transfer on Saturday night.